From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to hold a summit between Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. The announcement came following talks Wednesday in Moscow between Russian officials, including Mr. Putin and White House National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Even in earlier days when our countries had differences, our leaders and their advisors met, and I think that was good for both countries, good for stability in the world. And President Trump feels very strongly on that subject.
The summit expected to take place in a mutually agreeable third country. An announcement on that expected Thursday. Bolton said the fighting in Ukraine involving pro-Russian separatists and the Syrian conflict are expected to be on the agenda. The two leaders last met last November on the sidelines of an Asia summit in Vietnam. Mr. Putin said, unfortunately, U.S.-Russia relations are not in the best shape, but said the Bolton meeting offers hope the first steps can be taken to restore full-scale ties. The Kremlin has denied accusations of trying to influence U.S. elections. Atlantic Council security analyst Robert Manning believes a meeting is important.
Russia is a major nuclear weapon state. Putin has revamped Russia to make it clear that they seek to be a major global power.
Moscow remains under sanction for its annexation of Crimea in 2014. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebels signed an agreement Wednesday in Khartoum calling for a ceasefire in 72 hours.
I'm committed to respect the whole document that I have signed and will abide by all the agreements that will follow.
Sudan's foreign minister said it should lead to a final settlement, including access to humanitarian aid, freedom for prisoners, and a transitional unity government in 4 months. This is VOA News. In the U.S., 82-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy Wednesday announced his intention to retire from the 9-member court after 30 years. He gives President Donald Trump another nomination to the high court, his first coming last year with Neil Gorsuch. The Kennedy announcement will likely upend the delicate balance between liberals and conservatives on a court that often has the final say on major social issues. Senator Mitch McConnell is the majority leader.
It's imperative that the president's nominee be considered fairly and not subjected to personal attacks.
Sam Ehrman, a University of Southern California law professor, said Kennedy was viewed as a crucial swing vote.
On some important issues, Justice Kennedy, who is generally a conservative, would side with the liberals or stake out a position in the middle. And with his retirement, it's likely the president will appoint somebody who's fairly solidly conservative, and so you would expect the court to turn to the right as a result.
Kennedy's retirement expected to lead to a major confirmation battle in the Senate where his nomination must be approved. As the European Union prepares to meet Thursday in a high-stakes summit on migration, the German humanitarian vessel Lifeline, with over 200 migrants on board for nearly a week, was allowed to dock in Malta Wednesday. Italy refused to take them in. Several EU members have offered to share the burden with Malta in their care. The U.S., France, Britain, and Italy Wednesday expressed deep concern over two vital Libyan oil ports being turned over to a rival Eastern administration. In a joint statement, they said Libyan resources must remain under the exclusive control of the legitimate National Oil Corporation and the UN-backed Government of National Accord in Tripoli. Western powers on the UN Security Council called on Russia to uphold its commitments and halt an offensive by pro-regime forces in rebel-held southern Syria, despite the presence of a de-escalation zone. Air raids struck more towns, according to a war monitor, knocking out hospitals. In World Cup action, South Korea stunned everyone with a 2-0 victory over defending World Cup champion Germany.
We're really proud of the players, and we're very happy.
They ran really hard today.
Yeah, I think they worked really hard, and even though they didn't make it, you know, they tried their best, and you know, they showed the world that they can play, so that's good.
Yeah, we're really proud. Go Korea!
It was the first time Germany was unable to get past the first round in World Cup competition since 1938. Wall Street resumed its retreat Wednesday after a modest gain Tuesday, the benchmark Dow Jones falling more than 160 points to 24,117, amid confusing statements from the White House regarding trade tensions with China. Oil surged to its highest level since November 2014. Tech giants Apple and Samsung appear to have buried the hatchet, reaching a settlement Wednesday to their 7-year-long patent dispute. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.